I believe, a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Blessed Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today. Here we are on Wednesday, July 27th, 2022, and got a stacked show with you based upon Pastor Dave from His Glory coming on tonight, as well as looking at Lindsey Graham's crimes and the decertifications that are imminent. Some great prophetic words from Julie Green coming up, as well as just seeing the news pop up all over the place with fulfilled prophecies as well. I'm sure we'll get some more fulfilled prophecies soon. As we look at Amanda Grace and Julie Green and others, crazy things are going on right now, be prepared. It's going to be a fun ride as we go. I want to say hi real quick to some of the people that are on Rumble Rants, as well as on Facebook and Twitch. We're on Clout Hub as well, and also on the B2T neighborhood. Here we are. I see Patsy from Tennessee. I see Carrie from Washington State. See Florida's in the house with Annette. We've got New York City, Viola in. We've got Loretta's here. We've got Melissa from Ottawa, Canada. Janine from Denver, Colorado. Awesome stuff. Here we roll. We are going to dig into quite a few things here before we get into the word, because I think it's pretty important to just understand some of the breaking stuff, such as Biden DOJ has opened a criminal investigation into Trump for January 6 actions. Just showing you the criminal government we have, the two-sided Department of Justice. And so to using this one-sided January 6th that's been debunked so many times, like Cassidy Hutchinson is an example, being a plant and story that she told would probably be the best way to call it, to be completely debunked as false by the Secret Service agents that were with Trump during that day. And the DOJ doesn't even, the committee, the January 6th committee, doesn't even bring them in. There's no counter questions. It's just a complete a kangaroo court, as they would call it. And now the fact that the DOJ is even opening up something on Trump, you know, just is another example of the swamp creatures of the actual cabal, you know, the deep state, new world order, whatever you want to call it, coming after the person that is going to stop them, right? That God's going to use to stop them in a mighty way. We'll see. We saw that from the last prophetic words, where there was direct message from the Lord to Trump. If you missed that last night, make sure you go watch that video, because that is a powerful word that came directly to Trump from the Lord. Interesting stuff there. But just the fact they're doing this. In the Biden administration's latest attempt to prevent former President Donald Trump from taking another run at the presidency, the Department of Justice is now investigating Trump's conversations and phone records surrounding his claim that 2020 election should have gone in his favor as part of a criminal probe. This is separate from the January 6th committee's efforts, but they're using those information to be supposed evidence for this. So this is just Merrick. Complete criminal, should never have been in this office. All these are stolen positions, and we're going to see that as we move forward. Witnesses are being questioned before a grand jury, including aides to former Vice President Mike Pence, have been asked about conversations and communication between then President Trump and those close to him who were investigating the electoral results in the key battleground states after the 2020 general election, according to the Washington Post. I cannot wait until the Lord decides to have the whistleblowers release the January 6th tapes of Nancy Pelosi working with the Capitol Police and planning this whole false flag out. It is going to be historic when this happens. But who knows? That first arrest could be Trump. They could try to go in, you know, they said we'll be shocked. The world will be shocked at the first arrest. So I could see them potentially trying to actually arrest him because they know that he's the commander in chief of what's probably going to have to be used because military is the only way to really solve this. U.S. military to prep for war if Pelosi goes to Taiwan, report. So this is, again, they are trying to start World War III, I believe, is what the cabal is trying to do. They'll do anything to create distractions to keep you away from all of this. It is amazing. The U.S. military is readying for possible conflict in the Pacific ahead of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's possible trip to Taiwan in August, according to the Associated Press. The Pentagon will escalate troop movements and security measures in the Pacific if Pelosi follows through with her planned Taiwan visit. China likely would not attack Pelosi's plane directly, officials familiar with the matter told AP, but senior officials worry that her presence could inflame existing tensions between U.S. and China over Taiwan. This is, again, China and Pelosi are on the same team, right? So this is the New World Order trying to create chaos and trying to create a world war in the case things don't go their way. And they're not going to go their way. And that is going to be the exciting thing about the word that Trump got, was given, is that God is going to intervene on our behalf. Thank goodness, because we've lost in the natural, guys. There's no question that this is a spiritual war. The only way we can win is God, you know, throwing lightning strikes on the Georgia Guidestones and throwing on all the enemies at the right time. You know, earthquakes, tsunamis. You know, he controls nature. The Lord God Almighty is now on our land. I believe worldwide he's defeated the armies already from a spiritual perspective with his angel armies, and now he is there just directing things to take down this enemy. That's why we see so many resignations, and pretty soon we're going to be see the angel of death even coming after these people. It is going to be a historic moment, guys. This is a great exodus. Prepare. Manchin and Schumer agree to build back better deal after more than a year of talk. So Manchin was saving us from this disastrous big build back better, which is basically climate change on steroids, and actually is used, will be used to kill, put the final nail in the coffin to the economy of the United States. And the fact that they got a deal here shows that we can't make it until 2024. Right, this country will be completely gone and dead by 2024 if we continue to allow this Build Back Better deal to go through. And just shows you that the deep state's putting heavy pressure on Manchin. Announced Wednesday that he came to an agreement with the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on a reconciliation bill after more than a year of negotiations. Manchin, the Democrat of Virginia, frustrated Democrats for months, consistently refusing to support party line legislation that at one point Democrats wanted to cost over $3 trillion. Democrats termed the legislation Build Back Better, and Manchin shut down the negotiations in the last year. But Democrats grasping for a legislative win ahead of the midterms, Schumer, a Democrat from New York, kept, Satan follower, kept talks directly with Manchin through the spring and summer. In a lengthy statement, the moderate senator said Wednesday those talks resulted in a deal for a slimmed down deal that included taxes, climate, and prescription drug provisions. Of course, the tax and climate is what will kill this nation, even if it's scaled down. This is why they're going after climate change. They need to kill the United States, like I've been talking about from my first video back in 2017 with the Rubik's Cube. Those of you who know have probably saw some of that, where I showed that they cannot have a United States. They need to have us divided and fighting each other and eventually collapse the United States in order to get to their new world order. That's why I started this channel, and this is, we're seeing it right before our eyes, where they're trying to crumble the United States and destroy it. Thank goodness we were rescued in 2016 for a four-year reprieve. And then God decided there was not enough people awake. He needed to wake us up more to show us exactly what they were going to do. And we're seeing it. hey, we still are making awesome progress on economic warfare against these sleaze bags, is what that would be the terminology that the Patriot Street Fighter would use. That's why you need to go to TomahawkSwitch.com, TomahawkSwitch.com, to join us in this economic battle. We need all patriots to fight together. If we all come together and get away from the 97% market share these guys have, where they funnel money into these 11 conglomerates, and those 11 conglomerates are owned by three major shareholders of BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, that push all the money back to George Soros and all those organizations, all the Planned Parenthood. We have to get off these products. And now we have American-made manufacturer, over 550 products that you can buy that aren't these poisonous, toxic products. And so you can see, we've talked about this before, you've heard me, about PepsiCo owning Frito-Lay and Cheetos and Captain Crunch. They own Quaker too. So Lay's and Frito-Lay, all these Tostitos, everything is and on the food aisle is PepsiCo, right? Anytime you go to Johnson & Johnson, you're going to the pharmacy section, you're going to get Pepsid AC, Visine, Tylenol, Motrin, Band-Aids, all from Johnson & Johnson. Then Gerber, who's Julie Green's called out, going to Nestle. This, we have to get off this, guys. We need every patriot to fight with us. So how do you fight? Go to TomahawkSwitch.com. Make sure you say you heard it from Rick Tupi Ministries right here on how you heard about us, and we will give you a ring, go over a 30-minute VIP Operation Tomahawk tour, and show you exactly how you can get in this economic war with us. This is an economic warfare against these cabalists. Fight with us. It's going to be exciting. All right. We have Dave, Pastor Dave, coming on tonight. Of his glory. It's exciting. Scott will be coming on Monday to give us an update on a bunch of things he's doing. We got Manda, Grace, and Donnie coming together on the 2nd. On the 3rd, we have Bianca Garcia. I think really the heart of the spiritual movement for the Hispanic for Trump. Great story there. We got Dr. Brian Artis coming on. Attorney Tom Renz. Julie Green, Gene Ho, Clay Clark. Wow, what a lineup coming up. Don't miss the Let's Teach Show on Tuesdays and Wednesdays is when we have guests coming on. I think you guys will love that. Okay, let's get into this prophetic word by Julie Green. If you go to Rumble and you go to channels and you type in Julie Green, you will be able to follow her. She actually has two up. So she posted both of these. I just always watch the biggest one. But you can see the latest word. It's called It's All Come to a Head. And she reads each one of these every morning, so I suggest that you actually make this part of your morning routine. It's part of holding on to the kingdom that can't be shaken. Be in God's word, praise and pray with him, and do intercessory prayers, because he using your authority in Christ, that's the kingdom that can't be shaken, and listen to the prophets. And she is being given very specific encouraging words that you need to know so that you, when all this hits the fan, which is going to probably in the next 4 to 6 weeks, is what Pastor Dave was talking about. He was on, by the way, he was on, I'm going to show you something. If you just go to hisglory.me, so hisglory.me, and when you go there, you go to watch and you say past shows. You can go see a show that Julie Green was on with Pastor Dave this morning, right? And yeah, you go to take five after that right here. So I just showed you how to get there. Again, that's hisglory.me, and you go to watch past shows, and then you go to His Glory. I'll make sure that's in the show notes as well. So when you, again, the show notes, you go to blessedteach.com. Every link I have will show you what's going on here. And it's awesome to see his intel coming with the prophetic. And that's what the Grace and Glory is all about as well, obviously, right? All right, that is Grace. So that is something that you don't want to miss as well. Julie Green's shows as well. Let's go see hisglory.me take five. By the way, I was there live with my brother Rob last week. Don't miss that. You can probably find that still. Let me see if we can find that real quick. If I go back here, I'm not sure how far back they go. You go back at that take five. Oh, so I'm not sure if it's rolled off by now because he does a lot of take fives, but it's Rick. There it is. So it's still there. You just search on Rick. You can see His Glory Presents Take 5 with Rick and Rob Renee and news updates on the Durham Report. So that's last week on July 20th is when we are on the show live. Don't miss us on Pastor Dave's show. I'll be on Clay Clark's show next Saturday live talking about the reliability of the Bible and the authority we have in Christ. Very important message that we need to get out. All right, let's look at this powerful word that came in this morning. It's all to come to a head. And for I, the Lord, this day am telling my children to start taking your authority back upon this earth. You have been given this authority through what Jesus has done to destroy the power of the enemy. He took the keys to hell, to death and the grave, and he has given that authority to you. He has already defeated your enemies. See your enemies as that, defeated. They may appear like giants. They may appear powerful, but they are nothing. Their power has been stripped away from them. See them in this way because I have already taken it from them. I told you before, this is fake and a facade of what really is going on. Everything they do is scripted, and I will show you their script to the world. It's a puppet show. I told you before, they are just puppets to the New World Order. The New World Order is finished. It's not for now. Your time is now. My time is now, and they can't change that no matter what they're preparing to do now. Remember what I've told you before, they always fail, and I will always have the final say, saith the Lord. Wow. I just love that. This comes back to something that's been a theme for the last couple months, is it's very clear that the watered down church, getting out of the political systems and everything, and getting rid of the prophets and getting rid of the prophetic and saying, hey, oh no, the miracles only happened back in the days of old and they're not here. Baloney. The 2 Corinthians 10 through 12 actually talk about the 9 gifts of the Spirit. It's part of what this ministry is all about. All 9 of those are active. That's the gift of wisdom and faith and knowledge, discernment, prophecy. You also have the gift of miracles, the gift of healing, the gift of tongues, the gift of teaching tongues. All 9 of those are active, and also are the 9 fruits of the Spirit that we mix together, what we call a 9-squared ministry here at Blessed Teach Ministry. Join us backstage. That's where that ministry is really flourishing. Free for 30 days. Just go to backstage tab. And it's amazing. Many of you are being called to that. You need to be in a ministry that praises and prayers. Does prayer, praise, worship to the Lord. We do intercessory prayer. Amazing things happening. And plus be backstage with these great patriots. We're going to be backstage with Dave at the top of at bottom of the hour. So in about 45 minutes, 15 minutes or so, we'll have Dave on. And then for a half hour, he'll be front stage. And then we'll be backstage with him. You can ask questions, Q&A with him, as well as pray with Pastor Dave. Heroin. This word will be in your news. Who is being charged and got caught red-handed? This will surprise many. But this is just beginning to expose the serpent's nest, where they have hidden all their dirty secrets in their underground world that they won't be able to keep a secret any longer. As you know, Gene Decodes was on my show for years talking about the deep underground military bases. If there's things that I can just tell you, that I loved about Gene is he was right on health and he was right on the underground bases. And we broke away based upon I needed to stick to the Bible and Bible alone on things, right? But I just want to let you know that this is proven right here. They have massive underground bases. They're handling their dirty secrets. And unfortunately, that's where a lot of this child sex trafficking and all the things they're doing with adrenochrome, all that's happening, guys. And it's going to be ugly to learn. It's going to be sad to learn. But we need it exposed so we can stop it for good. A sex trafficking ring is about to be in your news. Just one of the many that we exposed and destroyed. I'm sorry, that will be exposed and destroyed. I think that's what that said. Yes, my children, I am saving the little children from the hands of their predators. Be prepared to hear things you never thought you would hear. Sodom and Gomorrah, but even worse than that. But yet it's all over and it's not just one place. I'm running down judgments on the people who have committed these crimes, who have refused to repent, and none will be left standing, saith the Lord of hosts. Guys, that is the sex trafficking and these underground bases. And we can take authority over them. And we should be calling down these sex trafficking rings, it's calling down this New World Order, calling down Klaus Schwab and Noah Harari, and calling down George Soros and Bill Gates, and calling down Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer in the name and authority of Jesus, by the authority of his name. the name above all names, and of course the power of the blood he shed for us. We need to be calling that down, and we have the authority to do that. And we can ask for protection of these children and healing of these children. We could ask for all those things that have power and authority. We can ask for healings and miracles as well. That's what God's calling us to do right now. It's been very clear about that. Decertifications, this word will be used in your news a lot. The dominoes have started to fall and states are starting to take action. And people that had been in power will no longer stay in power, saith the Lord. In fact, Mike Lindell was telling Pastor Dave, and we'll talk about him about that in a while, just later at the top of the hour, that Trump won New York. Just think about that. That means he probably won all 650 states. These decertifications are going to come down like dominoes. Moses, this name will be in our news. Watch Egypt in this time. Something significant will take place there that will get the world's attention. Remember, things that happened in the first Exodus are happening again all over the world. There will be another Passover type of event in this greater Exodus as well. All the judgments coming will pass over my children. The angel of death will pass over my children. I am bypassing your enemies and everything they have planned for you in this day and knocking them down to the ground. You will hear them scream in shock and fear of what has happened to them that was supposed to happen to you. I've told you before, a great harvest they are receiving of destruction they have sown. Your enemies are finished, saith the Lord. Their power is finished. Their time of ruling is over. Their financial prosperity and hoarding it and controlling the world with it is over. This is a time of great shaking to shake you loose of their control and shake and destroy the shackles they put on you. You are no longer the slaves and subject to their rule, saith the Lord of hosts. Pretty powerful stuff there, guys. Especially we need to understand Exodus, what the first Exodus was all about, because we're going through a greater Exodus, and we need to understand that so that we don't make the mistakes that the Israelis made when they were all grumbling when Moses put them to the edge of the Red Sea. Or they were grumbling after they got across when they didn't get water, after they'd seen all those miracles, right? And the fact that things got harder before all the Egyptians ended up after the Passover, giving them all their gold and silver and wealth. The wealth transfer happened right there. So this is not the time to panic. This is the time to have faith in the kingdom that can't be shaken. Faith in the book of Exodus. Understand that. That's why we studied it all last month. And we're going through Genesis now as well to see how important it is to praise and worship the Lord God Almighty. That's your weapon. That's why we do that Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. But the other thing I wanted to make sure you guys know is that the fact is that there's going to be an angel of death. And it's just like in the story of Exodus, Goshen was protected from all these plagues. The frogs didn't hit them. The locusts didn't hit them, right? All those 10 plagues that represented the different god of the Egyptians. And God was clearly showing that I control these, not any other god. I do. Clearly showing that their gods were false. Carbon footprint. This phrase will be in the news. Don't listen to yet another lie from the serpents who have planned to use something you wouldn't have thought of against you. But it won't work. Every lie, every deal they have made with each other will be crushed and disintegrated to the point like it has never existed. I am wiping out all their plans. This is the climate change lockdown. They're going to hit us with multiple things at once. Pastor Dave will talk about this. It's not just monkeypox. It's also another Ebola type thing they're going to come out with and the climate change initiative. All three as an excuse to lock us down. We need to call that down by the authority of Jesus' name, the name above all names, and the power of his shed blood. Those things, the blood of Jesus, the authority in his name, I mean praying, we can call down this. General Milley will announce a sudden retirement, not one by his own choice. Watch as more generals walk away saying they're retiring. It may look like, but it's not by their own choice. My hand is moving in, cleansing your military from weasels and rats, thieves and liars that were paid to make decisions against you. Oh, United States, They turned their backs on you for power and money they were paid from by this fraudulent government in China. Oh, United States, China infiltrated your Pentagon, and I am removing all those infiltrators and traitors of this nation. Watch as generals start to fall, and they will lose all their medals and honors they had previously received, whether it was honestly earned or earned because they paid to do certain jobs they never should have done. They were paid to do those. A shakeup has been already begun in the military, and you will start to see it now in the news, saith the Lord of Hosts. This is another thing you reminded me to ask Pastor Dave about, because a lot of people he has on the show from the military were not very optimistic a couple months ago. And now they're very optimistic because they're seeing these traitors crumble. And that is the hand of God moving across the military. Lindsey Graham, this is what I did the thumbnail about, his crimes. Lindsey Graham, I have warned you, and I gave you time to turn back, and you are now stuck with a decision you have made, and you will regret it. You never should have turned your back on me, and everyone like you will be sentenced and judged for your crimes against this nation. Your time and power has come to an end, saith the Lord. So it's interesting, if you go back to Searchy, now if you have a backstage pass, that's one thing that you do get, is you get the ability to go to our Searchy platform. You can see our live stuff backstage. You can see all the recordings, including the extended time with these patriots afterwards, as well as praise and prayer. You can get access to all these things, as well as the prophetic words. You can search all my shows and get the phrases of what I say and what all my guests say. And if you say, oh, I know Rick was interviewing Pastor Dave and Pastor Dave said this, you can go find that from past shows. But the prophecies, there were Amanda, Mark Taylor's written prophecies, Kim Clement's Trump prophecies, and Julie Green's prophecies are all here. So you can see things like Millie, for instance, M-I-L-L-I-E. Sometimes these things are spelled differently, but you can see all the time she talked about General Millie. And you can see what happened here. You can also see when he talked about Lindsey Graham. And you can go see, and this is the 330 prophecy, for instance, where he was given him a chance. I'm trying to find that real quick. And this talks about Lindsey Graham. This right here talks about Lindsey Graham. This right here talks about Lindsey Graham. I will show the world what side you were on. And so he was giving him a chance to repent. And so this is the one I was talking about. You can see how fast I could find this, because as you recall what people say, here it is. Goes all the way to 13 minutes and 37 seconds into this video and finds the exact part we want.
Why you did certain things not to stand for their freedoms. Yes. Vindicated your name and what needed to be done in that time. All of this had to take place. Clearing your name and showing the covert assignment that needed to happen to save them.
Now, I think that covert assignment probably had something to do with Pence. But here it is. This is the part that's Lindsey Graham right here.
Lindsey Graham, I am shaking you to your core to choose what side you are really on. Choose now and choose wisely. You have information that is needed in this hour, so stop holding on to it. Do the right thing, Lindsey. I will protect you. I will shield the truth from the ones you are afraid of. Do it now. Your time is running out to choose. Truth, freedom for the American people, or possibly your life and your career. What is more important? To be enslaved to them with your threats against you, or to do what you are called to do in this hour? Move forward before it's too late. And judgment comes, and it will hit your door as well. Focus, Lindsey, on the truth, not the threats in this day.
There you go. So Lindsey Graham had a chance. He gives us all free choice. His mercy is immense. He gave Lindsey Graham the choice to repent and to come to him and do and focus on truth. And God would have protected him. But instead, your decision you have made, you will regret it. You turned. It's just sad. I gave you time to turn back, and you are now stuck with a decision you have made, and you will regret it. So he basically said, Lindsey Graham decided not to stick up for truth. decided to basically cave to the threats and continue to work with this New World Order government. Sad. Disgrace. This word is about to be heard a lot in your news from TV and entertainment, people in your government, businesses, corporations, banks, and even churches in certain denominations. It's come to a head. It is finished, saith the Lord. So guys, you really want to help fight these businesses and corporations that are basically own 97% of the market. That's what the economic warfare we're doing right now against these. I think it's part of them coming down, part of their judgment. So go to tomahawkswitch.com. Fight with us there. Clash of the Titans, this phrase will be in the news. My children, it's coming to a close. It's coming to an explosive place. So get with me and receive more of my glory. My glory shall protect and shield, lead and guide, heal and restore. Good days are ahead for my children. A great life you shall experience to a level never thought possible. It's all coming faster than you think. So shout and start to celebrate your victory, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. So while this stuff's hitting the fan, you know that just means, hey, we're doing much better. Let's see. I think we're right about the time that Pastor Dave was going to come on, so we'll see if he's on yet. Otherwise, I'm going to go over some news that I have queued up. Let's see. His glory. Looks like he's not on yet, so I'm going to go ahead and go through some news real quick. Here's a Fed hikes interest rates by 0.75% for a second consecutive time to fight inflation. 75%. That's just huge, right? And you can just see that that is going to, that's not going to come close as they destroyed the economy by doing all the Brandonomics, right? Of Biden, the Biden inflation, or what we call the Brandonomics. That is continuing to destroy this country. And that is why it's important to get silver, guys. If you listen to the His Glory, you'll see both Pastor Dave and Julie, they're going to buy more silver than they even have now. Why? Because the banking system is supposed to collapse in the next 4 to 6 weeks, according to Dave's intel. So go to KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T, and you'll see a free consultation you can get. But just filling out this form right here on, again, KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T. That's double L double T on KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T. Or you can just call them. It's probably easier. 720-605-3900. Just tell them Rick sent you. 720-605-3900. Get a free consultation to understand how you can take some of your assets and make sure that you're protecting your future wealth. Pretty vital, guys. FBI analysts who helped shut down Hunter Biden inquiry earlier referred for disciplinary action. So everything that was being hidden is starting to come out. That is exciting times. So it turns out that Biden video was worse than he initially knew. So there's people showing where he didn't blink for a full 33 seconds. So he's on some type of drugs or whatever. But then what they realized is that they had cut out wherever he stumbled and stuff, tried to make him sound better. So when the real raw footage came out where they tried to show, no, he did blink, it backfired on them because it showed that not only did he not blink for 20 seconds right here, but they were having to cover up all his blunders because his speaking is so terrible. So that article will be in the show notes. Go check that out in more detail. I think you'll really enjoy that. I'll come back to that a little bit if Pastor Dave's still running behind. Here we have, I just want to talk to you about His Glory, guys, because they've got a Sunday service that's awesome. So if you don't have a church home, use our supplemental praise and prayer on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays to make sure that you're praising the Lord and doing that in a praise and worship fashion with music. And then we get the Holy Spirit river flowing, and then we do intercessory prayer. And guys, it's powerful. It's amazing. God is answering our prayers. It's an amazing time. And again, that's your weapon. Worship is your weapon. Remember that. That's what 2 Chronicles 20 talks about, that the Lord pointed Trump to. So yesterday's video talked about that. Go to 2 Chronicles. In fact, I'm just going to go there now while we're waiting on Pastor Dave. Just go to the ESV. I'm going to do 2 Chronicles 20. And we talked about this yesterday, but this is very important. Why would God point Trump to this for such a time as this? Well, the reason is, I actually like to go to the gateway. I'm going to go to a different one so it doesn't throw up commercials and all that type of stuff. So you can see how I search. I usually go the version, the reference, and then gateway, so it brings up the... So here's the whole all of 20. This is Jehoshaphat's prayer, and then it goes into the actual where he bowed down. See, this is so important. He won the battle because he trusted in the Lord. And he bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and his inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Guys, this is how we win our battles. And the Levites and Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. So here they are, bowing down, worshiping, praising him. This is how we fight our battles. And he pointed Trump to this for such a time as this. Why? Because God is active and he's going to do what he said in 2 Chronicles. What seemed impossible, this huge army coming after them, where they were going to get overwhelmed, but they just gave it to the Lord. And they rose early in the morning and went into the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord God, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you will succeed." What's that say? Believe his prophets? Huh, what have we been doing over here? Having Amanda come on the show and having Julie Green come on the show and reading her their prophetic words. Why? Because we're doing what God tells us to do. That's hanging on to the kingdom that can't be shaken. And when he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in holy attire as they went before the army. Guys, that's our weapon. Sing to the Lord, worship him, and then pray. And what did they sing? They sang, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever." They knew he was the eternal God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. And when they began to sing and praise, all this mess happened. The Lord acted. As you sing and praise him, his presence comes. You pray for and anoint him. Like the song, "The Great Defender," and others talk about, "All I did is stand still. All I did is praise him. All I did is bow down and let the Lord work." That's what we're to do at this point in time. When Judah came to the watchtower of the wilderness, they looked toward the horde, and behold, they were dead bodies lying on the ground, and none had escaped. They killed each other. Crazy stuff. Hey, Gussie, I didn't know if you were cutting in or not. So Pastor Dave's not on yet, so we'll continue to go on this a little bit. Just think about this. And so they found among them in great numbers goods, clothing, and precious things, and which they took for themselves, and they could carry no more. They had massive plunder from these huge armies that came in. They were 3 days in taking the spoil. It was so much. They lost nobody. Nobody died. All they did is sing and praise. And they be, and again, these. What's interesting is they went in front of the army. They had taken counsel with the people. He pointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise in the holy attire as they went before the army. They were in front going toward the utter destruction. And they the praise and prayer and the faith in their God is what was their weapon. So that's my question to you guys. Don't want to be judgmental here at all. I'm inviting you to join our ministry. Are you praising and worshiping on a regular basis right now? Are you lifting up your praises to the Lord God Almighty? If not, you're not using one of your major weapons. This is why God pointed Trump to 2 Chronicles 20, and to understand that even though this deep state's threatening to kill all of us and kill many people in the world if Trump tries to take power back. Basically, I think the devolution, a Patel patriot is gonna be vindicated as he moves. How can we help Trump at this point in time? Praise and prayer. That's why we call it praise and prayer on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So again, why not join us? Come backstage with us. We do it Monday and Thursday backstage. Friday we go public. You can see that 6 p.m. CST. So if you want to just go take a look at what we do, just go to to just go search on all my platforms. In fact, that's the only program I put on YouTube. You can say Praise and Prayer on YouTube, Praise and Prayer on Facebook, Praise and Prayer in Rumble. Obviously, the neighborhood, the B2D neighborhood, where you can join us as Patriots. Just download on your mobile phone, B2T neighborhood. And there's no reason why you don't have that on your phone versus Facebook. You have Facebook on your phone and not the neighborhood? Why? This is where the Patriots are, right? So B2T neighborhood, download that. It's in the App Store. It's on the Google Play Store now. It's hard to get there. So reward us by coming, and no, don't be isolated. Be with us as Christian Patriots, right? And then also make sure that you can go on your laptop. Just go to b2tneighborhood.com, b2tneighborhood.com. And that's where we're actually, all the information about the groups and everything are there, where you can, outside of those times that we do praise and prayer, you can also get with other Christian Patriots. Amazing. There's other thing I wanted to show here is that I didn't hit last time, is that after they were 3 days in taking the spoil, on the fourth day they assembled in the Valley of Barak, and they were blessed, they blessed the Lord. So they praised him beforehand, they praised him during the battle, and they praised him after the battle. That is our weapon. You want the Lord to work for you and protect Trump? Obviously, continuously pray for him without ceasing. Pray for the military without ceasing. Pray for the children without ceasing. Pray down with the authority of Christ and the blood of Christ. Pray down this cabal. But also make sure you're using one of your primary weapons, and that is lifting your voice up in praise and prayer. And do that with other people, with music. And do intercessory prayer. That's what we do Mondays and Thursdays backstage. Just go to blessedteach.com and hit the backstage tab. And it's free for 30 days. Try it out. Come and see. You're going to love it. You can go check it out on any of those channels on Friday night. Just type in praise and prayer, one word. Praise with an N, prayer. Praise and prayer with an N, okay? All right, that is going to be fun. That is going to be a lot of fun when we do that. Just checking to see if Dave's back on schedule now. I know sometimes we had the bowl polling was back with a half hour, and it just gave me more time to dig into some awesome stuff. So we'll continue to do that for a while. I'm going to come back to some of these articles while we're waiting on His glory. One thing I wanted to show you as well, I think I was showing you right here, is that Dave used our patches, our pain relief patches. And you can get those at blessedteach.com/pain. You can also go to His glory partner site and see this. But he used the patch. He was just shocked. He fell off the ladder, cut himself, and he was in major pain, and tried the patch, and it took the pain away. And then he also went to our allergy patches because it mows the lawn, and that's worked extremely well. So he's their official partner. So if you go to hisglory.me/partners, you can see we're one of, just like MyPillow and some in Epic Times. We're now a partner. That is the QE Strong Pain Relief, as well as many others. I wanted to show you guys, though,
Pastor,
if you go.
Dave is in the house.
All right. Dave is in the house. That's all right. So, Dave of His Glory. Again, you go hisglorytv.com. You'll see Capital Punishment. Hisglory.me is the main place so you can find everything. And with that, I want to bring Dave on. Dave, how are you doing today?
Good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you so much for taking some time. We missed you.
A blessing.
Yeah, I said I've been reading almost every day Julie's prophetic words, and I saw that you had her on Take 5 today. What a powerful show that was.
She gave me some text messages over the weekend. I was sharing some things about President Trump and Dinesh D'Souza, so I got it out to both of them on Saturday, and we had her on today. She's gonna be coming on once a week going forward.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And Take 5 as well, they'll find that, right? Hisglory.me, and then they can watch live shows at certain times, and then also go to the past shows there. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yep. www.hisglory.me was all of our programming. I think we have up to, I think we're at 40 different shows now on the network.
Wow. So big happenings, Dave. I'm so excited to have you on the show. I listened to most of what you and Julie talked about, so I'm kind of up to speed, but a lot of my audience probably not. So I just wanted to kind of, first of all, maybe back up a little bit for the few people who don't know who Pastor Dave are that are maybe listening to this. Give a little bit of just maybe the quick summary of how you got botulism and God called you to ministry.
Yeah, I was a Marine and was a director of three Fortune 100 companies, and I called myself a 911 Christian. I'd call the Lord when I was in trouble, and then once I was out of trouble, I'd go back to the corporate world. And long story short, I got botulism toxin on 777, and died three times. Saw heaven, was taken up to heaven, came back, saw Jesus, and then I was taken up a second time above my body. Saw all the doctors panicking and start getting prophetic words. And my mother got prophetic words and said, "You're going to start a ministry by my name called His Glory, and it'll reach a billion people." And most people think when that happened, all of a sudden that I was in the ministry and everything happened right away. No, it was like the Apostle Paul. I went into a cave period for years. And my wife and I always joke, will we ever come out of the cave? And he's brought us out of the cave, and now we're reaching a lot of people, and all for His purpose and all His glory.
Yeah, it's just so exciting to see, because was it almost like 7 years, wasn't it, like that you were literally studying the Bible and doing Bible studies and really weren't public too much, or the first 3 or 4 years before you started going public?
Yeah,
with Bible
studies? it was a good 7 to 8 years in a cave. I mean, wow. I first started doing Bible studies word for word. We have over 1,000 Bible studies that we did first, and then the Lord started it with a take five. He says, "I want you to do a take five." And I'm like, "What is a take five?" Mm-hmm. He said, "I want you to take what you've learned from the business world, your military background, and share with people how it fits to the events today and Bible prophecy." And away we went. And then I started getting all this military intel, and it exploded. Then I found out I was Jewish from the tribe of Judah, so that we got really good connections to generals and people in Israel. And it's nothing I did, because I was just a simple Marine, and he opened up the doors, and boy, has he opened up the floodgates in the last couple of years. It's just been an explosion for his purpose and His glory. It's amazing.
Yeah, and before that even happened, you exploded worldwide, right, with your Bible type teaching. So how many countries do you go into nowadays with your broadcast, do you think?
We're literally in every country of the world.
Wow.
We were big in international. The United States was the last market or country that really caught on. I think God had a plan for that. And mainly into Muslim countries. We reach about 5 million in Muslim countries, and we've had thousands come to Christ from Islam. He did something with me a few years ago. He told me he wanted me to study the Quran. And so if you have I actually have it here. So if I have a picture of the Quran, you can see that I have this thing tore up upside down with notes and all kinds of things. And yeah, the reason he did that is so that I could explain to people in the Quran who the true Jesus was. It is the Son of God. And we've had two imams give their life to Christ as well. So it's absolutely amazing. And then the United States was the last one to take off. And United States is growing dramatically. I think we're adding, just on Facebook alone, 5,000 new followers a day. We've reached, we're over 2 million followers just on Facebook alone.
That is amazing that Facebook hasn't killed you yet.
You know, I was just talking to a general this weekend about that, and it is just absolutely amazing. Now, they mess with our algorithms. We reached 16 million people on Facebook last week alone. But they do mess with our algorithms, but they've never taken me down, and that's only by the grace of God.
Yeah, they're shadow banning you like mad, but when people share it, that overrides their algorithms. That's what I've noticed on my Facebook as well. They took down my Facebook group, but they kept my page up. So is yours a group or a page?
Ours is a page.
A page, okay, yeah, it seems like
The one that took us down was YouTube. We were taken down from YouTube because of General Flynn and General McInerney.
Right.
And what General Flynn and General McInerney said has come out to be absolutely positively true, and just that's just how they work on YouTube. So
yes. And did they take your Instagram down as well?
No, we're on Instagram, but we don't reach as many people. It's starting to really take off on Instagram now, but Facebook was the one that really took off the most.
Right. And I want to come back to the Muslim thing just a little bit, because the Word of God is the 66 books we have now in the Bible. And the Quran teaches an incorrect God, but it does have a lot of truth about Jesus in there. That's kind of what you just kind of use that to point them to the biblical Jesus. Is that right?
Yeah. So in Islam, you know, they believe the Gospels are a holy book. They believe Gabriel and Michael are holy angels. They believe King David is a holy prophet. They believe that the Torah is holy. So if you can explain to them who Jehovah or Elohim is from the Torah, and more importantly, who the Messiah, Jesus Christ, is from in Islam, so for them to go research it, and they'll go back and do the research. It's just planting that seed, and then they go back and they study it, and they're like, my imam never told me this.
Yeah, he's more than a prophet, isn't he?
He's more than a prophet. And like the first thing they'll always say is, never once does he say the Son of God. Then I always say, what did Gabriel tell Mary? Because they believe Mary is, she's holy as well. And what did Gabriel tell Mary? That he would be the Son of God. He would be in the line of the tribe of Judah and rule over Israel forever, and he will rule the nation of Jacob or Israel forever. So they start digging, they do their homework. But if you ever said, "Oh, I want you to learn Jesus from the Bible," they would plug their ears, and you tell them from the Quran, they start doing research and they're coming. And there's a couple speakers on the tour that are really, really close to coming to Jesus too.
That are awesome.
From Muslim.
That's awesome. You know, I think the Lord, we've talked a lot, and I want to dig into that with you right now with France and Australia and everything that's changing in Italy. But I think he's going to shake the Muslim nations too, do you not, here in this Great Awakening?
Oh, he already is. The underground church in Iran is absolutely exploding. Matter of fact, there's more, listen to this, there's more patriots in Iran for the United States of America than there probably is in the United States of America.
Yeah.
And for Israel, they have respect for Israel. There was a U.S. flag and Israeli flag just recently put on a campus in Tehran, and the Ayatollah wanted them to walk over the flag. And the students just walked around it. They would not walk on the Israeli flag or the United States flag because they showed us that respect. It's a very young nation. They're growing dramatically. They want the Western values of pre-1979 with the Shah. So the Ayatollah is having a heck of a time keeping, the more he tries to suppress the church, the more it grows. I think the days of the Ayatollah are numbered. I think Julie Green has a prophetic, or a man, one of the two have a prophetic word that Ayatollah won't make it much longer. And based on what I know from generals in Israel and Mossad people I know, he's in their crosshairs for sure.
All right. Okay. Let's get to the meat of some big intel that you got about the next 4 to 6 weeks. Would you mind sharing what you can?
Yeah, I got if you heard our interview with Julie, I can't remember if I got the email before she sent me the text on Saturday or after, or vice versa. But if you read it without faith, you would be like, oh my gosh, the world's, there's no hope. There's absolutely no hope. It was just a very grave email from people who are in the know. And but we know with God, God is going to have a Red Sea moment. He says, expect the unexpected, and there's going to be a blessing. There's going to be a time of darkness. And just when you think it is, the darkness is when he's going to respond. I can tell you that they're part of the emails were, and there's nothing really new about that I didn't know. But I would say the tone of the message I got on Saturday was, this is the most nervous I've seen my contacts before, because they know that they're going to throw everything out. They're desperate, they're panicked, they're frantic. And when you got a wounded animal, or you have a opponent or in war, and they're desperate, they'll try anything, whether it's a nuclear attack, whether it's a false flag. And now you see you have three different viruses going on at the same time. You had the monkeypox by the WHO on Friday declaration. If that wasn't enough, Joe Biden rolled out another variant of COVID today. And we know Marburg, I'm not sure if they've officially declared Marburg yet, but they will. So that would be three viruses that they're trying to hit us all at once.
And that's like an Ebola. That's like an Ebola outbreak they're trying
to distract. Yeah, just like that. Yep. So you got three majors, and you got the banking system about ready to implode. It could be any day.
Wow. And then, and so you think, and so when you say any day, that is that, do you have any idea how that's going to happen? Like, you won't be able to get your money out for the bank for a while. It's going to be a short period, I know, because God's best is yet to come. But how would people prepare, would you suggest?
First of all, the only preparation is have faith in God. You know, if you have resources to buy silver, I'd say buy silver. But to have enough cash on hand, have enough water, have enough food to just, when it goes somewhat dark, we don't know how dark it's going to go. It could be completely dark. It could be minimal dark, as I think Julie said today in her prophetic word. That's the same thing I've heard many times. If anybody tells you they know exactly how it's going to go down, then I wouldn't listen to them, because nobody knows.
Right.
Not even Donald Trump knows what's going to happen. Only God knows what is about to happen. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's going to be a very vicious 4 to 6 week period. And then Julie confirmed that today, that in August she's had prophetic words that it's going to get hot. And they're going to do everything they can to stop this election because they know they're in deep trouble. I don't see Joe Biden making it many more days. There's no way he'll make it to the midterm. Matter of fact, Roger Stone has said that. We have Roger Stone on Monday, I think. And he won't tell me what it is, but he said he wants to break major news on his glory. So he reached out to me. So I don't know what it's about. But he said that that Joe Biden wouldn't make it to the midterms. And I can't see him making it within days. There's already plans to get him out. We had General Valley on last week, I believe it was. And he said Gavin Newsom, many people saw Gavin Newsom at the White House while Joe Biden was in Israel. And the plan is to bring in Newsom, Kamala Harris type combo, and eventually move Newsom into the place of president, because they want him gone. They want Biden gone. So we'll see how it plays out. But it is definitely intense, and it's going to get more intense in the next 4 to 6 weeks. It's going to look bleak. It's going to look bad. But never fear, as I think Julie and I were talking, when it goes dark, I'm going to start dancing, because I know God's got it.
That's right. So no fear. This is with a spiritual battle that we need to be just holding to that kingdom that can't be shaken. I always talk about, right?
Yep, that's right. Yep. Yeah. So again, back to being prepared, have enough cash, because you're going to need enough cash to get through it. Just take enough to get you through. I hear this all the time. I recommend people buying silver. I don't have any stocks at all. I just get into precious metals. If you can't afford it, and trust in God, God's got it. But if you can, leverage that, because it'll turn into a blessing. And some of the reports I'm hearing from people that really know the silver market, the silver is going to absolutely explode in value. And the banks are holding it back on the paper, and they're leveraging it down. And they can't leverage it anymore, and it's about ready to pop. Matter of fact, I just bought more today.
Yeah, that's interesting. I heard you and Julie was doing the same thing, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And so, I know that those of you who would like to have Q&A and prayer with Dave backstage, make sure you get backstage with your backstage pass now. Again, that's free for 30 days. Just go to blessedteach.com and hit the backstage tab. You can be in there in just a few minutes. But I wanted to, if you wouldn't mind, I know Rob and I came on your show last week. It was awesome to be on Take Five. Oh, but let me back to that. Roger Stone, is that going to be a Take Five? And when's that live, when he breaks his news?
That's a Take Five. I believe it is August 1st. So that's what, next week sometime?
Yeah, I think that's a Monday, if I remember.
Right.
Yeah, so August 1st, Roger Stone, Take Five. Make sure you hit that. And then we were on Take Five, Rob and I were, to talk about a product that we've just been blessed with that has Bible verses on it. My audience knows about it. It also has positive intentions with quantum energy. And we have a prayer guide that goes with it. In fact, here's the prayer guide that you now get with these, that you get these quantum energy. So tell us a little bit, if you wouldn't mind, just about your experience with the pain patches.
Yeah, I've used two of the products. The one was a pain. I did something crazy. I got up on a ladder about 12 foot high and tried to clear a security camera, and I went tumbling, and it got my leg pretty good, and I put the patch on it, and immediately the pain went away, and I didn't feel any pain after that. And then I think I had pain in my shoulder one time, and I put it on my shoulder, and it went away. But the allergy part was really, really good, because mm-hmm. I have air filter system in my house in the studio. Mm-hmm. So I used to get allergy. I've got German Shepherds, and you get allergy worse with German Shepherds. But I don't have it in the house. But when I go out and on my tractor and mess around, I get it really bad with all the pollen and stuff. And so I came back and my eyes are just bloodshot. And I thought, what am I going to do? And I thought, Rick, stop. Let me try this. And I put it on and it went away. And I was like, wow. So I thought, maybe I should get smarter. Next time I'm going to put it on before I go out and on the tractor. So I went out there and I never had a problem.
That's awesome. So you can find that. Obviously, you know, blessedteach.com/allergy, I think, is where you have to go there now. But right now what we have set up on His Glory, it's hisglory.me, and then you go to partners. There's another website that gets to the partner page. But look for the black pain relief. That will help His Glory Ministries as well. And as we are now on their partner page for His Glory Me, hisglory.me/partners. Now that link should be below in this video, and you can go find all the partners of His Glory, as well as the pain relief that helped Dave there. I think for allergy, you're gonna have to go to blessedteach.com/allergy right now. We'll get that set up for Dave here shortly as well. But exciting stuff. We just appreciate you so much, Dave. And what you're
Let me say one more thing about that, if you could. If there are people that on here that follow His Glory, you're going to know this, but if you haven't followed His Glory before, I do not promote anything unless it's patriot or Christian, and it's got to work, and I got to test it and try it, and it does, it works, and it's
that's
patriot.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Talk a little about this real quick before we cut over. The Clay Clark Reawaken America tour is coming up, that they can use your code.
Use His Glory code. I think it's 44% of all ticket sales are His Glory to these Reawaken events. So go there. This has been really attacked. We've now on a third venue. The pastor is standing strong, so this will happen August 12th and 13th. But there's a couple of days that Clay and I were talking back and forth, and where are we going to go next? And the media got a hold of it and calling us white supremacists and nationalists and the worst of the worst, and trying to, bad press. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. That God had it and opened up a door that, as a brave pastor, actually the pastor's coming on His Glory, I think, this week or next week. But he's standing strong, and the Reawaken tour is going to be in just outside of Rochester. And this will be the first time we're going to baptize right at the event. So Friday night at 6:15, it's going to shut it down. And at 6:30, we're going to start doing baptisms right in the facility.
That's awesome.
So Clay and I have a contest to see if we can break the record. We've baptized over 4,000 people at these events in the last, year and a half. And we're shooting for over 500 at this event.
Right. So you can see here on my screen, guys, that's still on. The media is trying to lie and say it's canceled, so it is still on. And you can use His Glory code to get tickets. And then they're also going to Idaho before next. Is that right? And I'll be at that one for
Idaho.
Sure. Not sure if I'm able to make the New York one, but this is the Idaho-Washington border right here. And you'll be at that one as well.
Yep, we'll be running the green room there as well. We have dear friends in Coeur d'Alene, so we'll be in Idaho. I don't know if I've ever been to Coeur d'Alene or not, but I will be. And when is it? In September. And then after September, the last one on the calendar will be in October. We're looking at Pennsylvania.
That is exciting. By the way, I don't know if you knew this, Dave. I was born in, Rob and I both were born in Pocatello, Idaho, and we have relatives up in Coeur d'Alene. So. Sand.
Oh, really? Area. It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful in the summer.
Yes.
I have to qualify that in the summer. All right. What a beautiful time to spend with you. Really appreciate that, Dave. And what we'll do now is, I just like to just take a quick prayer for you myself, and especially because I want the prayer warriors out here to know what they can pray for you about. Anything specific now for your family? Just
It's the same wisdom and discernment. The Lord has a big call on our ministry. We're going to reach 1 billion people, so we're going to need wisdom and discernment. That's the key, just making sure that we are giving him the glory and we're listening to his voice, his guidance, his path, not man's, and keep the distractions away and glorify his name and bring in every soul that's possible until he takes us home.
Yes. So I'm gonna pray for you now. But hey, before I do that, I just forgot about one thing I wanted to cover, and that is you said something about Mike Lindell said that Trump won New York. Is that right?
he said that live on his Glory in the Green Room in Virginia Beach.
Wow!
I had to do a double take. Mike was in rare form in Virginia Beach. I hadn't seen Mike in 2 months, and he gave me the biggest bear hug. He almost knocked me through the window. And he was just, Mike's always on fire anyway, but he was really on fire. He's got some big announcements coming in August. He's very optimistic. And in that interview, he said, we believe based on our data. And I asked Javon Pulitzer this too. Javon Pulitzer was on with us Friday, and he believes it's true that President Trump won New York.
Wow, which means he probably won all 50 states. I would guess, or something very close.
Pretty close, 48 or 49. Mm-hmm. We're pretty confident he won California. If he won New York, it was a landslide in California.
Yeah.
But I think he won California as well.
No kidding. Exciting stuff. All right. Hey, with that, we're going to go backstage here in just a couple minutes. I'm going to pray real quick for Dave and this, the whole His Glory team. What a beautiful privilege. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the privilege of having Dave on this show and just getting to know him as a friend and just being seen. Amanda, who I just loved way back 3 years ago, and just to see them come together as Grace and Glory. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for Gus being there helping build the gazebo and getting ready for their visit. We pray that that visit happens next time and doesn't get canceled, Lord. But most importantly, we just please give him in spades what he's asked for, Lord, more than he can even ask or imagine, of wisdom and discernment, Lord. Just like Solomon asked for. He did not ask for wealth or riches. He just asked for wisdom so he could lead his people. And so, Lord, will you just give the wisdom, and also as with all the attacks that are happening, the discernment where Dave and all the team and the extended team, his family, will know when infiltrators are there and that they will be able to quickly move them out of the ministry and make sure that with wisdom and discernment, they will continue to lead this ministry in this billion soul harvest. Lord, we're looking so forward to this great harvest and serving with you and being servant leaders in this time frame. I know that's what I've been teaching that from a leadership perspective, a servant leadership, and that is exactly what Dave's whole ministry is about, is every one of them are servants, Lord. May they continue to serve the people, and we the people come to know who you are, Lord. We love you so much, and we say this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. All right.
Amen.
Hey,
thank you for that.
Hey, with that, we're going backstage right now to a little bit more time to the top of the hour with Dave to just you can do Q&A again, get your backstage pass at blessedteach.com, and then hit the backstage tab. God bless you guys. See you in 45 seconds, Dave, backstage.
Okay.